I'm looking forward to touching base with everybody in our membership.
The Hayes Chamber has a new Vice President of Membership. Lee Purdy joins us along with President and CEO Sarah Wasinger to talk about her and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It's a pretty important position for us at the Chamber because it's our primary relationship position. But Lee has such a wonderful background. I thought it would be great for her to just talk a little bit about her journey and what led her to join us at the Chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been with hotels mainly the past 7 years, but I've always been involved with the Chamber starting back in 2017 when I did Leadership Hayes, and that kind of started my leadership journey from the Chamber and just got more and more involved from there. The past year, I've been serving through the Hayes Young Professionals on their advisory committee, serving as co-chair for a couple of months of that. But when I was told that there's going to be this opening, I was already so comfortable and familiar with the Chamber that I was just like, no-brainer. I think this is going to be a great fit.
And that's what we've talked about in the past, of these programs and these activities and your ambassadors and all of that kind of does feed into that, leads you to great staffers, but also helps connect the community. And I think Lee is a great example of that, of how connected to the community the Chamber actually is.
Well, you know, Lee and I do a lot of talking about the importance of just staying connected and finding ways to engage. And the Chamber is a wonderful place to get your feet wet for many people across the community. You know, we've shared my story before, but, you know, I've lived in Hayes my entire life and had a lot of friends that left the community and have not returned for whatever reason. And so I had to kind of reset and make a new group of friends, if you will. And the Chamber was that wonderful space for me because through the Hayes Young Professionals Program and Ambassadors Program, I was able to meet some of the most incredible human beings I've ever known in my entire life. And I think Lee's story is very similar to that and just really a testament of the power of the Chamber and what being connected in your community can do, not just for you, but your profession, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I met some wonderful people through Hayes Young Professionals. You know, you always kind of get nervous when you first join an organization because you're like, am I going to get along with these people? I'm going to like them. Are they going to be welcoming to me? And just everybody I've met through the events that I've done there, I've made some lifelong friends for sure.
I love to hear that. Let's talk about what happens moving forward. How does she get involved and kind of engaged in this new position?
Well, interestingly enough, we talked about, even though she couldn't join us on air, about her really being kind of thrown into the fire right away. And we did a good proving ground on our first big event, the golf tournament, a few weeks ago. And she was able to be with us even last week at the Child Care Provider Appreciation. But this is such an important time of year because it's really when we start reconnecting with our members through membership visits. And so I think that this is going to be a wonderful space for us to connect with our membership base. We'll do some meetings, of course, together, Lee and I will. And then we're going to just let her take it away after we get a couple of those underneath of her belt.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to touching base with everybody in our membership. We're going to be reaching out soon to set that up. But basically, these membership visits, we're going to be talking about your business in particular, what you're working towards achieving, and then where our organization has been going and where will we continue to go. But also happy to answer any questions that our members or interested members have in the Chamber. And we'll talk about opportunities and sponsorships available for upcoming memberships this year in 2024.
So, you know, it's interesting as a Chamber organization, we have a lot of phone calls that happen throughout the year like, oh, I didn't know about this event or didn't realize this existed. And these membership visits are the perfect way for us to reconnect with our members. You know, we can't do our job effectively unless we truly have a grasp of what they're trying to achieve and what their hopes and dreams are. And if we have a greater appreciation and understanding for our membership at large, that really allows us to flex our muscle in some different unique ways. We talk about advocacy a lot and how our Chamber advocates on behalf of our members in our community. These meetings are how things like the Child Care Task Force of Ellis County got started. Rhonda and I always have fond memories of that conversation after meeting with Hayes Med a few years ago, and we were like, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. So when those themes emerge from our members of this is really important to us, that lets us go back to our board of directors and say, this is what we're hearing. These are the concerns that are being expressed by members, or this is what they feel like we should be focusing on. That helps us take that temperature base and really go forward and do some pretty wonderful things. So that's always the goal with these visits. And so we know how incredibly important everybody's time is. So when you get a phone call from Crystal, because Crystal Young, our administrative assistant, will likely be helping kind of manage that scheduling process again this year. We very much welcome any time that you can give us. It can be as quick of a meeting as you want it to be, but traditionally we try to schedule it for an hour about, just so we have plenty of time to get information from the member, but also share that information on the back end. But if you only have a half an hour to give, we're happy to condense that conversation however the member prefers.
Very cool. And, you know, I think this is a great opportunity to talk about, like, as an organization, how much you guys have had to change. There's specific community things, but, you know, the traditional chamber as being kind of that guidebook to the community maybe isn't necessary anymore with the internet. It's other things, and it's a two-way street, really, is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're a membership-based organization, and so our membership dues and non-dues revenue is how we are funded. And so it's critically important that we listen to the voices that are, you know, making sure that our doors are open and we're serving the businesses and the community side of things. So the more businesses that we can reach out to, the better off we are. I will share from an account standpoint, in the past, we've usually only been able to meet with about half of our members. But if we start early enough, we're usually able to try to get some more of those scheduled. And so Rhonda and I kind of had the goal of at least every other year there'd be a membership visit with members. But of course, as many members as we can meet with on an annual basis is always what we're going to try to accomplish.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but you hover around that 400 range, right?
Well, we're close to, yes, we do have some courtesy memberships, but right now our total memberships, if you count the courtesy memberships, are just right under 500.
Wow. So. 500.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a lot of meetings.
A lot of meetings, but they're really what brings us great joy. There's no better feeling than connecting with a member and being able to celebrate with them. That's a lot of times truly where our calendar events come from, because we're figuring out, oh, you've got this going on. We should schedule a chamber chat. You have a 10-year celebration coming up. There needs to be a ribbon cutting for that. Let us bring the power of the chamber into your business, or depending on the level that you have, it's just a nice reminder too for us to say, hey, you know, these are the benefits and how the chamber can go to work for you. So let's figure out the best way to support you and what you're working on right now.
Yeah, and it's not always businesses. We were talking a little bit earlier on the show. You're going to be checking in with the Cottonwood Extension District. They've got a new director, Jay Harris, who's been kind enough to spend some time with us here on the show. Mm-hmm. And it's those organizations and nonprofits and all of that as well.
Yes, so we find for a lot of our nonprofits, Emily and I talked about this the other day, sometimes we almost feel like that budget's really tight, we're a good solution because our network is vast. And so we're able to reach a very wide audience for that investment.
Excellent. Well, before we run out of time, we better talk about some of these weekly events, because you, as always, got a lot going on.
Lee, do you want to take those away?
Sure. Well, like we mentioned, too, we did just have the child care appreciation for providers last week. So we do still have a few of those goodie bags left over at the chamber office. We encourage anybody who wasn't able to attend to come by and come pick one up. We do also tomorrow, Tuesday, May 16th, have the HYP Connection Lunch, which will be at noon. This will be at the venue at Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill. This is sponsored by Glassman Corporation. And this program will be talking about the Cottonwood Extension District of Hays, resources with Monique Kerner and Stacy Campbell. We do also have the Chamber Board of Directors meeting at 3:30 at the Hays Welcome Center that same day. And then, unfortunately, due to the weather last week, we had to reschedule that ribbon cutting with the Leadership Hays of Class 2021. So this will now be tomorrow, Tuesday, as well. They will be unveiling their rainbow stage at the Hays Optimist Park, Arc Park. And then Wednesday, we have Leadership Hays 2023 is doing their final class session. And then Thursday, May 18th, we're looking at a ribbon cutting at 4 p.m. This will be at the Downtown Hays Market, Downtown Pavilion. The market will be turning 10 years old. And they have a wide variety of vendors selling products, merchandise, and, of course, produce throughout the season. We do also have a chamber chat, 9 a.m. on Friday with the Cottonwood Extension District Hays. And then, like we said, we're going to be getting to know their new director, Jay Harris, a little bit better, and some of their other staff members who have joined the team this year. So they have numerous programs that they offer that are also timely to summertime projects around the home. So you will not want to miss that one.
Very cool. Lots of fun stuff going on.
Absolutely. And if anybody ever is curious about the other events coming up and wants to plan their calendar out accordingly, they can visit hayeschamber.com.
Check out Hot Deals. Still have the Hot Deals, right?
We do. Hot Deals, yes.
I haven't been there in a minute, but I always like, because you always have some cool stuff going on there. And why not? If you're going to be there, check it all out.
Check it all out.
Bookmark it.
Yes.
Save it. I don't know. What do people still bookmark things?
Sometimes, okay. I think. We're kicking it old school today.
Yeah. Showing our age. Well, thanks so much for joining us. It's so good to see you. And Lee, thanks again for coming in for this first visit. And look forward to getting to hear more from you going forward.
Yep, absolutely. I will be back.